So the word gospel means good news. Does the world need good news? Do you need good news? A UN agency reported that 1 million species are now threatened with extinction. In other news, global geopolitical specialists say the most populous nation of the world, China, is fast becoming the greatest military and economic threat to the new world. Sinking financial assets into economically challenged countries around the world, they're using these assets to blackmail these poor countries, and they're acting much like the European colonial people did 100, 200 years ago. Is the Earth's future bleak and black? Should we despair? A lot of people are despairing. If you read the news, listen to the news. Are we collectively walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Are you personally walking through the valley of the shadow of death? Today's scripture brings us hope. It brings us good news. It brings us great news. The Creator of our earth promises not to abandon us. But God is not sugarcoating reality. False prophets of prosperity, they invite one and all to join them in the good times. Obey God, and He is required to bless you physically. If you're going through some tough times, it must be you did something that made God unhappy. That isn't good news. But Jesus, on the other hand, invites us to take our cross and follow Him. He promises blessings, but with persecutions, right? In Mark 10, verses 29 to 30, we read, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, there is no one who's left house, or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or farms, for my sake, and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses, brothers, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and farms, but along with persecutions. And in the age to come, eternal life." So as we read through the New Testament, we see the church struggling with this reality. Struggling in this fallen world, trying to live the life that God gave us to live. But in a broken world where everything doesn't go like we would love it to go. Today's good news is to us, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Are you going through some tough challenges now? Does your life look like a deep, dark valley ahead? Are the physical challenges that are weighing you down seemingly too much? Are you struggling with challenges due to how unfair this world is when we try to do things right? We're sometimes challenged in unfair workplaces. A lot of us have suffered that, and some of us are still suffering. Our children are challenged in schools, which are taught by ungodly teachers. I'm not saying they're evil or bad, but they're deceived. And I know that my daughters struggle with teachers, especially in high school, who told them, "Your parents are religious, but they're not educated. They don't know what life's about." And they actually taught my children in high school that religion was all false. Maybe we could think of them as pre-Christian instead of un-Christian. We want to love them, but God still needs to work with them. But they affect our children. It's a reality. It's a broken world that we live in, that our children live in. Do we join Jesus in saying, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me? Sometimes that's our prayer, right? Yet not my will, but yours be done. Whatever cross that God has given me and you, we have to bear it here today. And if we have eyes to see, we can look around the world and see that humanity, as well as the physical universe, is really suffering as much or more than we are. Even the very, very small minority that are living the good life. And we live here in West Hartford, where we see a lot of those people that are living the good life. If we were like God and we could look down into those homes, we would see broken people in a lot of cases. They try to put on the good facade to look like they're doing everything right and everything's going well. But I was personally involved with a billionaire's family in California when I lived there a few years ago. And his only daughter was dealing with drug rehab. They have the same issues that everyone has. It may look like the good life to us, but when they're in it, there's very little happiness. The husbands and wives are running around on each other. It's really not the good life, like it appears to us. And God looks down, and he sees they need him as much as we do. They're broken, just like we are. So today, the good news is that you and I have God with us as we're going through hard times. Even our deepest valleys in our hardest times. So, also, today's great news is this. Through the physical resurrection of Jesus, he brings the blessings of the future eternal life forward to us at this time. No matter how much we're discouraged, Jesus says in John 10, we read it today, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give eternal life to them. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. How comforting is that? We hear his voice today, and our Father in heaven adopts you and me as his children today. And Jesus and our Father hold us in their hands today. God does not take us out of the world. In fact, Jesus' prayer, his high priestly prayer that we read in John 17, he says, I do not ask you, Father, to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. So we have to still struggle with our physical bodies. And some of our older brethren are really struggling, right? It's a struggle. We sometimes struggle in an unjust world. But God of the universe is our adopted Father. And Jesus is our Lord and Shepherd. We are often surprised by the gifts of life that God gives us today. In our reading, we read about the joy of the widows when Tabitha was raised up, right? There was a lot of joy going on there. And it's amazing that Peter was moved by the Holy Spirit to go in and pray for her to come back to life. Because it probably isn't a normal thing. What inspired him to do that? Well, I think the Holy Spirit did. Because the Holy Spirit wanted to give these widows in the church at Joppa amazing joy. And he brought that life forward to them, into their today. It's exciting for me personally to see my brother Rodney receive back a good part of his vision. That is a wonderful gift that God brought back to us today. And I was just so excited to see that. That's a special blessing that God has given us in our midst. And if we look around and think about it, how many blessings does God give us? A lot. A lot. There is further good news for us, though. It's a future life with God, eternal, with no more pain. In Revelation 7, verses 16 through 17, it looks into our future after this age of sin and suffering ends. They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So even if we despair a little bit today, we can look forward to a time when there will be no more tears. How comforting. In Revelation 21, verse 5, we read, "And he who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' And he said, 'Write, for these things are faithful and true.'" Paul says in Romans 8, along the same lines, "For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its slavery to corruption, into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For what we know, that the whole creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now." So as all of our world's expert looks and says the world's dying around us, we know we have hope because God has said that he is going to take this physical creation and redo it. Revelation 21, we read, "And he carried me away in spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper." And in 21 it goes on to say, "I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light. The kings of the earth will bring their glory to it. In the daytime, for there will be no night there, its gates will never be closed, and they will bring glory and honor of the nations into it." This earth has an amazing future. And I know that there are theologians that kind of adopt the ideas of Plato, that there's physical and it's evil and there's spiritual and that's where we want to go. But the great news of Scripture is God created the physical earth and it was very good. And we are messing it up as human beings, making bad decisions. But he is going to recreate it, make it wonderful for us, and he's not going to abandon it. He's going to bring his headquarters, which is now in heaven, down to the earth. He's going to give us all brand new resurrection physical bodies, and we are going to live eternity here with no tears, with all of the bad things and pain as just a bad memory. So it's certainly important for us to do our part respecting God's creation at this time by doing everything we can to help the environment. God would expect nothing less from His children because our adopted dad created this. Right? So we don't have to despair like many of us around us because we know God's going to make sure everything is going to be okay. So the really great news is this, that God is not going to abandon us today. That He's not going to abandon the earth. That He has a wonderful future once we've made it through the struggles that He's given us. We've carried our cross, and we have something out in the future that's wonderful. How about China? I mentioned China earlier, right? Did you know that the communist government is now in panic mode due to Christianity in its country? Did you know that today there are more followers of Christ in China than members of the Communist Party? That would cause the government to panic, I think. Did you know that the prophets in the Chinese church have seen it as God's mission to them to bring Christ to the Muslim world? Now, I don't know. I've heard this from several quarters. This is very interesting. I'd like to suggest that our geopolitical specialists are not able to see what God is doing in China. And He's doing some amazing things. How about us? Can we look back on the past year and see that God has done some amazing things for us? That He's held our hand through these valleys we've gone through? I pray that next year at this time, we will look back and see that God held our hands. He didn't abandon us. We might have to carry a cross because this is the world we live in. But God is there to help us, and He will not abandon us. And He's not even going to abandon the earth. Will you join me in prayer? Almighty Father, we thank You that You've adopted each one of us. It's an amazing thing to contemplate that we are Your children and that You look down and You see us as Your children. You don't take us from the earth and You allow us to struggle with an unjust world, with physical issues, with whatever You have given us as a cross to bear. But God, thank You that You are there with us. You promise never to leave us. And You also give us wonderful blessings today as we walk with You. And You have this amazing future out in front of us. Thank You so much, God, for this. Jesus, thank You that You died on the cross for us. That all of our mistakes are forgiven. Thank You that You have raised Your physical body up so that You could be an example for us as we struggle with our physical bodies and the spirit that You put in us. Holy Spirit, thank You for coming down. Thank You for not abandoning us as we make mistakes, as we struggle, as we make bad decisions. Thank You for staying with us and for helping us out of those problems and to learn to make better decisions. Jesus, we put ourselves, our church, our community into Your hands today. And we thank You, and we do it in Your name, Jesus. Amen.